The two-part invention in A minor by Johann Sebastian Bach, performed by Andras Schiff, and not Anthony Horowitz. It was the final piece in today's Saturday Classics. The producer in Salford was Chris Wines. Well, next week the guest presenter will be Richard Sisson, who concludes his year-long selection of seasonal music with a programme inspired by the theme of winter. BBC Radio 3, time now to join Julian Joseph for this week's edition of Jazz Lineup.
Hello, and welcome to Jazz Lineup as part of our regular series of concerts from King's Place in London. Tonight we're hugely excited to present a very special concert for pianist Nikki Ouse, who marks her 50th birthday celebrations this year. Well, many of you may have heard of the passing of the pianist and composer Stan Tracy, one of Britain's greatest jazz treasures, and the music you'll hear tonight is dedicated to the memory of Stan, and expect a full tribute on Jazz Lineup over the coming weeks. Nikki first worked with trumpeter Richard Iles and came up playing in the Bedfordshire Youth Jazz Orchestra. In the early 80s, she made the decision to solidify her jazz studies by attending the Leeds College of Music and settled in Yorkshire for a while. In 1998, Nikki returned to London and wrote and played for the band Eminon. She played with the Creative Jazz Orchestra and forged strong musical ties with the likes of Mike Walker, Steve Arguello, Stan Saltzman, Tina May, Norma Winston, and many other British jazz greats. The band Nikki has brought is co-led by vocalist and British jazz legend Norma Winston. Longtime associate and collaborator Stan Saltzman is on saxophones with Mike Outram on the guitar. Also another longtime associate is Steve Watts on the bass. And James Madron is on drums. They're collectively known as the Printmakers. So let's go straight to the music. Please welcome Nikki Ouse with the Printmakers featuring Norma Winston.
You look so loved you 30 years ago. Hot days, your shirt's undone, and rainy days, you run. Oh, and then you fade so fast below my window. No one knows I'm here. One day I just disappeared, and I took these two gray rooms up here. Ba 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 ba
Thank you. We're going to move on to a tune of mine with words by Norma. And I wrote this when we went down for a weekend to Deal, where Norma lives. She's got a house right on the beachfront on the south coast, looking out to France. It's a lovely, lovely spot. And we've been out for a walk on the dunes, and the weather started to come down. And we came back in and got the jazz DVDs out. And Norma's husband, Hugh, got out a DVD of Ellis Regina and Jobim. And I'd never really seen her in action. And it really blew me away, actually. Came home. It was very understated music, but really beautiful. So I wrote this tune. This is called Tideway, named after Norma's house. So a bit of the south coast goes to Brazil.
Shadows fall.
fast rising with the sky, the crying of the seabirds, the swoop and the curve. Now the simple joy. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, the printmakers on the John Taylor composition, Oh. And this is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3, coming to you from King's Place, London, and featuring a very special 50th birthday celebration concert for pianist Nicky Ayres with the printmakers, featuring Norma Winston on vocals, Stan Salzman on the saxophones, Mike Outram on the guitar, Steve Watts on the bass, James Madron on the drums. And for all the titles played on today's show, check out the playlist via the Radio 3 website. The printmakers, ladies and gentlemen. And Nicky and Norma join me now for an interview before we hear the second set. And why the printmakers? Nicky?
It was actually a title of a Jerry Allen album. And she was one of my faves. This was years ago. But then I really like the, I think the thought of the sort of process of printmaking and the parallels with improvised music and what we do, I suppose. You get a, you start with a print, and then the subsequent prints made of that initial piece. And they can be even more unique or different and, you know, a different light and texture. So a bit like what we do, I suppose.
How do you choose the repertoire?
Well, it's a real mixed bag, actually, because, it's all to do with song, I think, at the heart of it. And we all love, all of us love songs. But also, you know, I love, well, we all love jazz, American jazz, but also like classical music, English folk music, groove music. And I suppose I've tried to find the people that, you know, are very broad and love all that kind of music. And so there's no barriers really to what we do, but song at the heart of it.
This is your 50th birthday celebrations. How has the year been for you and how does it feel to be 50?
Well, that's a difficult one. I'm still 16 and inside. We have a good laugh with this band. So,
keeps you young.
It does, yeah. Yeah, it's been a great year, actually, and we've just come back from the Lake District. We've recorded this project. We're up there for a week, so that will be out on Basho Records next year and another tour, hopefully. So it's been great.
And the ambitions for the printmakers. Norma, what are your ambitions for this particular setup?
Well, my ambition, personal ambition, is to keep going, is to keep singing. But ambitions for this group, well, I don't know. I feel very lucky to be surrounded with such great musicians and opportunities to just bring along perhaps whatever I feel like doing, and Nicky writing things. I mean, I don't know about ambitions, but as I say, just to keep doing it.
Nicky, well, can I join in the celebrations and say a personal happy birthday for this year?
Thank you.
And I think everybody else would like to join in and just say happy birthday. Happy birthday, yeah. Nicky.
Thank you.
Well, thank you to Nicky and Norma, and we'll hear the second set now from Nicky Ayres and the printmakers. Norma Winston is on vocals, Mike Outram is on the guitar, Stan Salzman is on saxophones, Steve Watts is on bass, James Madron is on the drums, Nicky Ayres is on the piano. The printmakers.
Thank you.
Something tells me that my own song has yet to be. Watching people live their lives, finding the sun, finding someone. Wish as much as I may, you'll see each day finds me playing everybody's song, but not my own. Never fit, and somehow the song isn't right. Although the day may be good, I've learned it ends in the night. Every day I hear a melody, something tells me that my own song has yet to be. Watching people live their lives, finding the sun, finding someone. Wish as much as I may, you'll see each day finds me playing. Thank you.
still to take. So many tears to be shed. Oh, so many plans to be made. Such unsung songs in my head. All I hear is like a memory. Life intended for someone else, but not for me. Sounds and voices from the past, quiet and slow, tender and low. Though the sadness may sting, there is music there. I'll be singing. Da 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 da
The printmakers bringing to life their love for the song form, moving effortlessly through contemporary, original, folk, and not so common and yet classic jazz song material. Well, that's it for this week, but there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3. Check out Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson this week. He has music from the Glasgow Improvisers Orchestra performing a new BBC Radio 3 commission. And on next week's jazz lineup, Claire Martin presents concert music from the BBC Big Band featuring guest soloist Australian trumpeter James Morrison. Till next time, from me, Julian Joseph, bye-bye.
And that ends this week's Jazz Lineup, a special programme with Nicky Iles and the Printmakers, recorded last week at King's Place in London. The programme was presented by Julian Joseph, as we heard, and produced in Glasgow by Sushil Kedard. If you'd like more information on Jazz Lineup, just go to the programme page via the Radio 3 website. Jazz Lineup will be back next Saturday, again at the earlier time of 4 o'clock. And now, with more of your jazz record requests here on BBC Radio 3, here's Alan Shipton.
Good evening, and thanks to Julian Joseph and Nicky Iles for today's earlier-than-usual edition of Jazz Lineup. Well, first today on this programme, Paul and Pippa Cann want to draw everyone's attention to another British group that was on show in London recently at the Jazz Festival, Nick Smart and his band Trogon. They've asked for what they call the energising track Matilda from the band's new album Tower Casa to celebrate the recent birthdays of their son Henry and his girlfriend Miranda. trumpeter Nick Smart's new band Trogon, and Motilda, written by Nick himself and pianist Keyshawn Khan, with Chris Montague guitar, Jimmy Martinez bass, Dave Hamblett drums and Pete Eckford percussion, recorded earlier this year. Peter Astwick of Bolton says this edition of Jazz Record Requests should include a tune from the Dave Brubeck Quartet's album Jazz at the College of the Pacific, because today is the exact 60th anniversary of what must have been an unforgettable concert for those lucky enough to be there. From it, Pete would like to hear I'll Never Smile Again.